It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. You can become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and also follow us on Twitter, WILS Weekend Kick. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer, and joined now by Detroit News Zone Angelique Jengelis. Angelique, nice to talk to you.
Well, I hope you can hear me over Jim Brandstetter talking on the PA here at the alumni game.
Oh, it sounds fine. Anything with Brandstetter in the background is totally fine. We'll just keep playing it. So, Angelique, we were talking with Dave Curtis of the Sporting News earlier today and asking him what he gets out of spring games. When you watch spring games, how much of it do you take? How much do you take out of a spring game performance?
Not a whole lot, and I don't think the coaches are looking to solidify their depth charts after today. I mean, this is their last practice. It's going to be another scrimmage. It's not even really going to be a game situation. So I think that they're just going to try to find out. They're going to continue evaluating, was what Brady Hoke said the other day, and continuing to pinpoint the guys they think that will be big contributors in the fall. And then that's, I think, what you take out of today. I don't think we're going to see, you know, a new star emerge, and I'm not banking on that right now. But it's just to see where they come, how aggressive they look on defense. That's sort of been the thing they talk about the most, the defensive coaches. So I think those are the kinds of things you take from today.
Hey, Angelique, it's Scott. What's the most important part of the team going through the spring here?
Well, I mean, I think there's so many areas. I think in the biggest picture, it's got to be the defense coming off of last season's performance. And now with Greg Madison, a guy who came here with tremendous credibility among the players. I mean, he was the defensive coordinator of the Ravens for the last two seasons, and a lot of the players were saying, look, if you're going to model your defense off anybody, that's the first team we'd go to, the Ravens, and say, this is what we want to do here at Michigan. So I think, you know, the players are very excited about it, and I think that's the area where they have to make their biggest impact. And clearly, they've got to find a kicker. I mean, 4-14 last season was certainly not not good by any means. And I think that there is a competition among four kickers. Probably won't get to see too much of it today. The rain is going to be coming. It's going to be I don't think it's going to be very conducive to showing too much of the kicking game today. But defense and kicking, I think those are their two biggest areas that they've worked on the most and the hardest this spring.
Angelique Jengelis, Detroit News with us. Angelique, you talked about Greg Madison. What do you think was the main selling point for getting Madison to come to Michigan?
I think it was fairly easy. I think once Brady Hoke got the job, Brady and Greg Madison and their two wives are such good friends. And I think that Greg Madison has always loved being in the college game. He loves teaching. Not that he didn't love being a defensive coordinator in the NFL, but I think he just loves teaching and he loves recruiting. And from all accounts, he is terrific on the recruiting front and wooing kids and telling them not what they want to hear, but what they can do at Michigan and how they can make Michigan better. So I don't think it took a big sell job from Brady Hoke to get Greg Madison here. And Greg Madison has said repeatedly, this is a place he did leave after the 96 season to go to Notre Dame and to coach with his good friend Bob Davey there. But he always missed Michigan. So I think it was an easy sell for Brady Hoke.
Angelique, how are the fans and, more importantly, the players reacting to Brady Hoke so far?
Oh, I think it's been a very, very warm response. He met with about 250 former players yesterday for his quote-unquote team meeting, and having talked to a couple of those players who were there, they said it went really well. I mean, he talked about the tradition and the legacy of Michigan football and how he wants everyone to embrace that, and he knows not everyone's going to love Brady Hoke, and he's okay with that. But the so-called fracture that has been in the Michigan family, he'd like to mend that, not just put a Band-Aid on it, but just mend it and make everybody one Michigan family. And I think in general, the player response, the current players have been very, very good. They've really bought in, as the word Ryan Van Bergen used this week. And I'd say that the former players are buying in too.
How long is this honeymoon period going to last, in your opinion?
Well, it's interesting you said that, because I was talking to Ron Bellamy last night, a former receiver, and he said, look, people have to understand that this, you can't just expect a big turnaround in a year. And he said, you know, you need a couple years to make this transition work. But when you look at that schedule in 2012, it's absolutely brutal.
Yes.
And I think you have to look at year three as really the season where you're going to see a turnaround. He's going to have more of his guys in there. We talked about all these same things with Rich Rodriguez. Rich got 3 years, and you know, maybe that wasn't fair, but you do need 3, 4, 5 seasons to get your guys in and get your systems in. And, I mean, they're changing everything, and offensively and defensively. And I think you got to give them the honeymoon will be short because you know Michigan fans, but I think to be fair, it's got to be 3 years easily.
Angelique Chingelis from the Detroit News joining us here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Angelique, with all the changes, what's the biggest change going to be?
You mean schematically?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I think, you know, I actually don't think it's going to be having Denard playing in a pro-style offense. I think that he's acclimated very well in spring. He played in the system in high school, so working from under center is not like a big deal for him. He's done it. I think it's going to be the defense and installing the 4-3 and getting the pieces in place. They are going to make that's going to be a very strong emphasis for their recruiting the next few years, is bringing in big defensive linemen who can move, and certainly they got to look at the linebacker situation too. So I think defensively, because there's so much room for them to grow, I think that's the area where we're going to see the most growth from this team. But it probably won't be a huge leap like some people expect, but that'll be the area where we see growth.
You're talking about growth. What players maybe do we not know much about, maybe didn't have an impact last year, that could have an impact next season?
Well, I think you're going to look at Cam Gordon as one guy. I think he's really drawn a lot of praise and attention from the coaches. I think Craig Rowe is going to have a very good season. That guy we've heard about, so not a name, an unfamiliar name. And, again, not an unfamiliar name, but Mike Martin is going to have, I think, a very big impact. But, you know, I think that Cam Gordon is one of those guys that's going to make a big difference. Jabril Black, and a guy that gets talked about a lot because people keep wondering, when is he actually going to be the five-star impact player that people thought coming in, is Will Campbell. And from all accounts, he's had a really, really good practice, spring practice, work ethic-wise, showing up every day and working hard. So he's a guy I really want to see this fall, see what his contribution will be.
Angelique, besides Denard Robinson staying healthy for the whole season, what's the most important part to a successful 2011 season for Michigan?
Well, I think it's establishing balance, and I think that's what this offensively and defensively, I think that's what their focus is, and particularly on offense. I you know, you can't ask Denard Robinson to run the ball as much as he did and stay healthy. So I think that one of the emphasis in practice this year has been in spring practice has been finding some running backs who are going to carry the load and give him a break. And you know, they're going to use the tight end more. The fullback is going to be part of this offense. So Denard, I think, will have a better chance of staying healthy. But you're right, that is going to be a key. However, Devin Gardner, I think, is going to have a chance to play this fall. I'm not saying he's going to contend for the starting job, but I think we will get a chance to see him on the field in a backup quarterback role. And he fits the system. He's more of a prototype, pro-style quarterback. So I think he'll get a chance. But, I just think balance is going to be key. And keeping Denard healthy. And I think that's how you're going to keep Denard healthy.
Angelique Chingelis from Detroit News. Angelique, before we let you go, today, on this date, not considering that we don't know who's going to get injured before the season starts, who's the best team in the Big Ten?
Well, I mean, I still think it's Ohio State, but, you know, it's hard
even
to
with
say
the suspensions?
It's hard to say that with five suspensions. And I think Michigan State's getting a lot of respect, and I think deservedly so. I they've got a veteran in Cousins. They've got a lot of good pieces in place. And I think if those five players were back for Ohio State, I think you'd say Ohio State hands down. But I think Michigan State certainly is a very strong contender.
Angelique, you just made a lot of people in East Lansing very, very happy. You made me look like an idiot because I think State's going 7-5 this year, but we appreciate
really?
It. Yes,
okay.
Yes, I do.
I think they'll be good. We'll see. We'll talk after the season.
Fair enough. Well, enjoy the rest of that day. Enjoy the spring game and stuff. We appreciate your time.
I'm getting ready for the rain. It's going to be wonderful.
Angelique Chingelis, Detroit News with us. Scott, so she thinks Michigan State's going to be good. You think Michigan State's going to be good. I don't
whoa,
like
whoa, whoa, whoa. No, I know the defense is going to be bad.
Okay.
For Michigan State.
You mentioned Big Ten championship earlier, so I don't know how you can say that you don't think Michigan State's going to be good.
I ask questions that the fans want to hear, Dave.
Oh, come on. Get honest with it, will you? Good gosh.
Yes, it has me excited. I think Kirk Cousins is going to be the best quarterback in the Big Ten. I think the running backs are good. The defense does scare me a lot, though.
But that's the thing, is I think they'll have a great offense, too. But if you get outscored every single game, it doesn't really matter if you put up 35 points a game.
But from what I have started to read, the relationship that Roshar has with Cousins and working that offense, I didn't like Treadwell as a play caller, actually. I mean, and Dave Curtis mentioned the relationship that he had with Cousins. Yeah, I agree with that. They did get along very well. They knew each other very well. But he was not a good play caller, in my opinion. He was so predictable. In one quote I saw, talking about they had a lot of successful plays that worked every time they ran them, and they would only use them once every two games. So now they're talking about why in the world wouldn't you use those two, three times a game if it's that successful?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's just, and like I said, a lot happens.
Oh, it's
happens.
Very early, yes.
A lot happens in the offseason. A lot of people get injured. People transfer, all sorts of stuff like that. And, you know, I agree with Angelique. On paper, Ohio State is the best team, but Ohio State may lose two or three games with those suspensions. Because as good as their team can be, I can see them having a lot of trouble scoring points without Pryor on the field. I don't like Pryor, but he's a much better quarterback option than they have out of anybody else. And so I can see Ohio State having some trouble. I think Nebraska is the best team. I do. I think it's similar to 94 with Penn State. I think it's just they come into the Big Ten, and they just have a lot of talent on that team. I love Bo Pelini. I think they've got a lot of talent. I think Nebraska is the best team coming into this conference.
We've talked before about how the Big 12 was better than the Big 10. And the team that's won the Big 12 North the last 2 years, that would be Nebraska.
Let's talk about Michigan for a little bit, though, because, I mean, we're talking about how we think everybody's going to be the next year. I look at their schedule, and I think there's some opportunity to win some games, whether you're influencing a new system or not. I think that Michigan could win some games next year. I think that their defense is going to be poor still. All right, let's give Madison a year to get some people going, because you can have a fantastic scheme, but if your scheme doesn't fit your players, you're going to have a problem.
As bad as the secondary for MSU could be, it's still better than the secondary Michigan's bringing back.
Correct, correct. Now, give it 2 years, because once Madison goes on the recruiting trail, it's over. It's over. When you go into people's living rooms and say, first of all, that you've coached players like Charles Woodson and others in college, and then in the pros you've coached players like Terrell Suggs, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, guys of that nature, it's over. It's over. And so I think Madison is going to do great things at Michigan. And if it were me, I'd be looking at other states than where Madison's going to recruit as far as defense goes. I think Michigan is going to be couple years away from having a vaunted defense again.
So he can lay out his resume of, I coached the only defensive player to ever win the Heisman Trophy.
Correct.
And what it's turned into, what, three NFL Defensive Players of the Year?
Yes.
Ed Reed, Woodson, and Ray Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's scary.
And the best defense in the NFL, arguably. Also coached at Florida. Coached a lot of great talent at Florida. The guy's got quite a resume. And so as good of a hire as Brady Hoke was for Michigan, and frankly, you could almost say Brady Hoke hire was more valuable because he's the reason Madison came, but Madison's going to have a huge impact at Michigan. Now, how is Denard going to do in this new offense? In a Brady Hoke offense, and I think a lot of people forget this, when he was at Ball State, there was a lot of shotgun involved. So although he's going to be taking snaps under center, they're going to roll him out a lot. They're going to get him out of the pocket. They're going to get him in dangerous places. And if you roll a guy like Denard Robinson out of the pocket, that creates all sorts of coverage matchups, because you got to have a spy on him. Because if you don't, he'll run downfield on you. And so Michigan is going to be better off on offense than people realize. But I look at the schedule. They'll beat Western. They'll beat Eastern. San Diego State is kind of a funny matchup. I don't know if they meant to do that, but they'll beat San Diego State. Probably beat Minnesota. You know, there's a chance for them to win 7-8 games on this schedule just because it's sort of an easy schedule.
Let's be serious. Talk about Denard. When you have a guy who can run at his ability, you're not going to tell him to only drop back and pass.
No. And frankly, in college football, way more valuable to have a runner than it is just a drop back passer. NFL-wise, you want a pocket passer. College, give me a mobile quarterback any day of the week. Ask Auburn.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, we talk Cam Newton all the time. The biggest knock at the pros is he was look once at a receiver or run.
Ask Auburn.
It works out very well.
Just ask Florida. Just ask Florida State with Charlie Ward. Last time they had a really good quarterback. Ask anybody who's got a mobile quarterback. That's the situation. So when we come back, we'll talk baseball. We'll give you our picks for who we think is going to have a big week in baseball. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.